Roymans Product Management Podcast. Four product success factors. The ultimate goal for us as product people is to achieve sustained product success, to ensure that our products do a great job for their users and customers, and that they generate value for our businesses. While achieving product success cannot be reduced to a simple formula, there are four factors that have a profound impact on it, as I discuss in this podcast episode. To achieve lasting success, a product must fulfill the following four conditions. First, it has to address a specific need that a group of people have. Second, it has to be feasible to develop it. Third, it has to generate sufficient business benefits to justify developing it. And fourth, it must not cause any harm to its users, the wider society, and the planet. In other words, desirability, feasibility, viability, and ethicality have to be met. Let's look at these four factors in more detail now. Desirability is probably the most important factor. If people don't need or want to use a product, it will ultimately fail. To be desirable, a product has to solve a specific problem or offer a tangible benefit. Take the example of Sonos, a wireless hi-fi system that allows people to enjoy music by providing easy access to a range of streaming services. It's simple and convenient to use, and it offers a decent sound quality. That's at least what I find. Products like the Sonos system are sometimes called vitamins, as they provide a nice-to-have benefit similar to vitamin supplements. Compare this to a product like Apple's AirTags, which addresses the issue of finding keys and other misplaced items. Such a product is also referred to as a painkiller, as it addresses a problem or pain point. But no matter how a product is classified, it must create value for its users, or it is doomed. Feasibility is the second success factor, and feasibility implies that it's possible to design and build the product. The technologies required exist or can be developed. Additionally, enough people with the right skills are available or can be recruited. If, for example, developing the product requires the application of advanced machine learning algorithms, then you'd have to explore if appropriate machine learning frameworks exist, or if it's feasible to develop the algorithms in-house. Viability, as the third factor, means that developing and providing the product is viable from a business perspective. The product therefore has to create enough business benefits to justify spending money on it. These may include generating revenue, reducing cost, increasing productivity, and strengthening the brand. Examples of revenue-generating products are Google Search, which generates money through ads, and Microsoft Word, which is monetized through subscriptions as part of the Office suite. Contrast them with products like the Google Chrome browser and Microsoft Edge, which offer different business benefits. They allow the companies to control how users access the internet, tie them to their respective ecosystems, and make it more likely that they interact with revenue-generating offerings. Ethicality, finally, states that a product must not cause any harm to people and planet. It must not reduce people's mental well-being, for example, by getting them hooked or by offering content that promotes misinformation, self-harm, or violence. Additionally, an ethical product does not contribute to climate change and does not damage the environment by how it is developed, provided, and, if it includes hardware and plastics, manufactured, delivered, and disposed of. To achieve this, you will benefit from a business model that is fair to all parties and from making ethically sound design and programming decisions. For instance, by avoiding the use of dark patterns and mitigating machine learning biases. The first three factors, desirability, feasibility, and viability, were, as far as I know, originally suggested by Tim Brown in his book Change by Design. He describes them as competing constraints that must be balanced to innovate successfully. But as Brown notes, this could result in, and I'm quoting here, dreaming up alluring but essentially meaningless products destined for the local landfill, persuading people to buy things they don't need with money they don't have to impress neighbors who don't care. What's more, the impact digital products can have on people's mental health makes it compulsory in my mind to add ethicality as a fourth factor. On the positive side, an ethical product increases the chances of achieving lasting product success, and it reduces the risk that the reputation of the company suffers. as some tech companies had to experience in recent years. Knowing which factors influence product success is helpful, but it's even better to use them when you make strategic product decisions. To see how this can be done, let's explore how the success factors can be applied to the Product Vision Board. The Product Vision Board is a tool I created a number of years ago, and it captures the vision and strategy of a product. And in order to do so, it offers five sections: vision, which describes the ultimate reason for developing and providing the product; target group, the second one, which captures the users and customers; the third one is needs, which states why people would want to use and possibly pay for the product; the fourth one, product, describes what kind of product it is, and what its standout features are and if it's feasible to develop it. And finally, business goals, the last section, describes the business benefits the product should generate. You can find out more information about the tool and download it from my website, robinpischler.com. Now, let's take a look at how the four factors can be applied to the five vision board sections. The first section, vision, interacts with ethicality. And consequently, you should choose a vision for your product that is ethical, that creates a positive change, and that does not have a negative impact on people and the planet. The second section, target group, is constrained by desirability. You'll have to find a large enough group of people with one or more specific needs. And at the same time, I'd recommend that you avoid selecting a group that is heterogeneous, especially when you work on a brand new product or take an existing product to a new market or market segment. The third section, needs, benefits from desirability and ethicality. This means finding a strong enough need, a problem that's worthwhile addressing, or a benefit people would not want to miss once they've experienced it. At the same time, addressing this need must be truly beneficial for the users. I don't think personally that it is right to offer a product that, for example, harms the user's mental health, even if people would want to use it. The fourth section, product, is affected by three factors: viability, ethicality, and feasibility. Revenue-generating products must have strong enough standout features to encourage users and customers to choose them over competing offerings. But they must not harm people in any way, for instance, by getting them hooked. Additionally, the design and technology decisions should be ethical along the lines suggested earlier. Finally, developing the product must be technically feasible. The last section, business goals, relates to viability and ethicality. You should ensure that the product generates tangible business benefits that justify developing and providing it, and check that you have identified an effective business model to generate these benefits, and that this business model is ethical and fair to all parties. Now, when you apply the four factors in this way, they'll help you discover assumptions and risks in your strategy. For example, you can use ethicality to ask yourself if addressing a need carries the risk of negatively impacting the user's mental health. And you can use feasibility to explore if you're in a position to develop a new or updated version within a realistic time frame and budget. In other words, the factors can guide the strategy validation work, which I explain in more detail in my book, Strategize. I hope you found my thoughts helpful. You can learn more about working with the product success factors by attending my product strategy and roadmap training course, which is also available online, and by reading my book, Strategize. Thank you for listening.